Nick, what do you think in terms of, what do you gain in terms of quality of life by putting cyclophosphamide in there instead of carbo?
The reason TCH was put together was because there was some biology to support that combination. Frankly, when Steve came up with the idea of using taxotericytoxan, docetaxel cyclophosphamide with trastuzumab, to me, it was, you took a regimen that appears to be effective and you're adding trastuzumab, but you're not taking advantage of the biology. So it's an interesting phase two adjuvant experience with the toxicity endpoint. We're not going to get any efficacy. And for what it's worth, I'm still a believer that carbo has a place in the use of taxanes when you give trastuzumab.
Except in the metastatic setting with taxotere?
Well, I believe it has a role in taxotere. Just don't dose reduce if you're going to give carbo, if you want to get the bigger bang for your buck.
So the negative data is just proof that they used the wrong regimen, not the wrong drug.
I would like to think that they used a dose reduce and got a different result. But you can do that with paclitaxel, right?
Chuck? Just full disclosure for what you try and get us to say at these meetings. I mean, what I have been doing with this very kind of patient is I kind of take the TCH and convert over to Edith's weekly regimen that she did in metastatic disease because I'm using the carbo. To me, the chemotherapy nuances in HER2-positive disease and the setting of Herceptin are vastly overblown, and I worry about toxicity in somebody that age, and I know I can give an older person that regimen and they do well with metastatic disease, so why wouldn't I probably had two or three? It's just I've had a group of these older women with these sort of things where I didn't want to give an anthracycline, where I was worried about TCH, so it's what I'm doing.